Sheila Hetty's writing has been described as odd, original, and nearly unclassifiable. Her most recent book, How Should a Person Be, is part literary novel, part self-help, and part armchair confessional. It was shortlisted for this year's Women's Prize for Fiction and was described by the New York Times as one of the best books for 2012. For Top Shelf, Sheila Hetty shares the works that have shaped her thoughts on life, beauty, and art.
One of my favorite paintings is Manet's painting of an asparagus. I think it's called The Asparagus, and it's just one stalk. And he made it for, I believe, a patron who bought a painting of his that was a bunch of asparagus tied together. And then he sent, just sort of as a little gift, he painted one more and sent it to him. And I just find it, there's something so touching about it and so simple. And you realize that the subject of a painting isn't really what matters. It's something in the artist's hand. And that thing usually is best expressed when I think the subject is so simple. So that's definitely one of my favorite paintings. I love it. One of my favorite books is Jane Bowles. She wrote a book called Two Serious Ladies. It's a novel. She was the wife of the writer Paul Bowles. They were married. They were both gay. They traveled a lot together and had other lovers, and she wrote one play, one novel, and one short story collection. And this novel, Two Serious Ladies, is just one of the funniest, strangest, weirdest things I've ever read. She's at once so free, and also you can feel that she's so somehow inhibited, but that makes the work kind of weirdly hilarious. And it's the story of two women, sort of separate stories. They meet at the beginning and they meet at the end, but it's the story of their marriages and their relationships.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too.
I spent a lot of my childhood reading Archie comics, and I always had the idea that when I grew up, I'd either be Betty or Veronica, and I was very distressed at a certain point to realize I wouldn't be either and that my body wouldn't look like either of those. And I just kind of thought that's a phase everyone goes through, like that's what it is to be a teenager. But I think what I liked about it and what continues to be sort of pleasurable is that there was just like a sense of fun that they all had, even though things were bad. The fact that they were all friends, even if they were enemies like Reggie and Archie, the fact that their friendship was deeper than their conflicts. And there's something satisfying to me in a limited cast of characters. I like limitation, and just their world was really satisfyingly limited, yet there was like an endless number of things that could happen.
What's going on, Justine?
It's a planet that has been hiding behind the sun. Now it passes by us.
One of my favorite movies is by Lars von Trier. It's called Melancholia. It came out a few years ago. And I guess the movie's basically about melancholy. It's about depression. And the characters are all kind of miserable for their own reasons and in different ways. And it should be a movie that makes you feel bad or sad. And I suppose it does that for some people. The characters are basically waiting for what might be the end of the world as this comet is nearing the Earth, but they're pretty sure that it'll pass. The movie begins at a wedding, and it's just one of the most exhilarating films that I've ever seen. I won't spoil the ending, but the end is, when I saw it, it was just one of the most emotional experiences I've ever had in a movie theater, and I think for some people the end, again, is depressing, but for me I just felt completely elated. A book that came out recently that I really love is by Ben Lerner. It's called Leaving the Atocha Station. And he's an American poet. He's written three books of poetry. And this is a sort of close-to-life novel about a guy named Adam Gordon spending a year on a literary fellowship in Spain. And I was never so excited to start a book. And I was excited all the way through, but the first scene takes place in a museum in Madrid, and the character's watching this man kind of weep and sob in front of a painting, and then he goes to another room and sort of weeps and sort of loses his mind in front of another painting, and this character follows him through, and he's just so much more engaged by this man and so much more curious about this man than he is about the paintings. And He wonders if this man is an artist, and if he's an artist, maybe he speculates that this could be like the greatest artist he's ever seen. And basically, I really related to this idea that there's something about life and the mystery of life that's more compelling than any work of art. As great as art can be, and as much as it gives one, you know, life gives you even more. And I love that the book started off with that scene. I thought that was kind of really humble and really true, and just turns out to be a really fantastic book.
Canadian author Sheila Hetty with her Top Shelf.